Don't you dare!
The you fact that you make something look good doesn't mean it's easy to do. Success is idiosyncratic. What you put into it determines the outcome, and it's something that you cannot just write down 5 steps, and if you lose that note now, you're not going to be successful. No. There's power in writing things down, but hear me out. If you're going to be successful in life, or you're going to be happy in life, there's things that I can guarantee you. Guard your peace, nurture that which is growing and feeds to your happiness, and by all means, you have to give 100% to whatever commitment.
But I'm not in season. In season.
Looking at myself in the mirror, practicing this thing this whole weekend, finally I can say it. Yes!
Yeah.
Yes! Yes! Give me some air horns! Yes! Yes! Yo, listen, we got broadcast royalty. And I'm not fucking around when I say we got broadcast royalty in the building. T-Bow Touch makes a noise.
Let's go.
Come on! Yes! Yes! Touch,
gotta,
what's good?
It's got to come from
it's
your gut.
Oh, okay. It's got to come from the gut.
Well, yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, don't be quick to go to the E.
Okay.
The Y.
Okay.
You got to.
Yes.
Yeah.
Touch, what's good, man?
It's good, V.
Oh, man. Yeah. When the producers told me we got Touch in the building, I was like, yo.
Crazy.
It's going to be a crazy episode, crazy numbers. But just the information is like gold, you know?
Yeah.
This is something that you take in. Yo, I remember Touch, I think the first time I met him, I don't know if it was a 60s party or something in East London.
Yeah.
Or one of those parties back in the day. And yo, energy, life of the party. And years later, you know, obviously he's translated that energy into a whole lot of other things now.
Built an
empire off it. And to have you here, man. Like I've worked with you before, but like you
throughout,
know, to be able to sit and have a conversation with you, I'm very excited about that. Yeah,
I was just telling my man. I said, you know, Waras, we do not have real conversations till we sit on podcast.
Because we know
each other for so long, but we never.
But we just we exchange get 10 minutes. Yeah, man.
Conversations get interrupted by a call. This,
So
I feel like this podcast must evolve to fellowships.
Sure.
That's what they are.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
No, I mess with that. But of course, we've got.
You want to launch his new name?
Yeah. Please. Offline. We'll talk about something.
Bro, that line.
So we have a new name in the building.
So hold on. Let's give context.
Yeah,
right?
Sure. Please.
Because I got to fly to Sydney after this podcast. I'm making my way to Oz and, you know, family back and forth. So I needed to tell my programs manager that a stand-in request.
Yes.
And a stand-in is somebody who does your show while you're away.
Yes. Short.
So Waras like, yo, tell Metro I'll stand in
put
for
me
you.
Off.
Put I me said, on, dog.
That's me making an announcement that I'm calling Hamas to do the show. Like, what do you do? The show is hosted by Hamas. That's what it is. You understand? That is self-inflicted.
Oh, my God.
Destruction.
Yo.
You'll be on the flight. They'll be like, whose idea was this? Stay in Australia. Don't come back.
Yo, the same team would be losing my mind.
Yeah, you'll eat it. Yeah, you'll eat it. It's interesting. We've always found ourselves on the same conveyor belt.
Yeah.
Because after I did live, Waras did live.
Yeah, man.
Then he gets to five. I'm on Metro. So we're all on the same conveyor belt. It means we are gifted, you know, and on the right path.
Yeah, man.
And still on Touch. I think there's something to be said about the longevity that you found in the industry.
Yes, sir.
You know, tell us a bit about that journey. Because, bro, like most people get it wrong. But you've gotten it right every single time. You did many firsts. You were the first to venture, go to the States, go and check out what they're doing there, bring that back home.
Yeah.
And you made real friendships that side that you brought home and imparted with the rest of the people, you know?
Sorry, just to add to that, I think just to what you said of you did it right. Sometimes right doesn't look as glorious and as good as it looks, you know, to the naked
eye. That is important.
Yeah, I'd love to get, you know, the challenges as well. Like,
yeah.
Because longevity is not linear, you know?
Yeah.
For sure.
It's got its ups and downs and its challenges.
For sure.
Yeah.
You know, the pain of discipline is what makes you do it right the longest. It's the pain of discipline. It's not talent.
Sure.
You know how many talented people right now
are
nowhere close to where they're supposed to be?
Sure.
But there's a point where you got to pivot and take that pivot of saying the 70,000 rands every weekend booking club DJing.
Yeah, yeah.
I have to sacrifice them for something. Something's got to be nurtured.
Mm. Speaking to me.
No, for real. I'm being honest. You were doing it the most. Yeah. I got to a point in my life where I needed to understand there's a price of being a father.
Yes.
And there's a price of understanding that I have to invest on Sunrise. You are no longer on Sunrise, and before sunset hits, you gotta have enough pillars that are stable on your Sunrise. And my two boys, I'm a Sunrise, you know.
Yeah.
It is very tempting when you are prime and every weekend you're away, every day you're getting all bookings, while there's a tree growing in your backyard that you're not nurturing properly. Mm. You know, I used to think being in the same house with my family means we are coexisting and I know them. Till I used to get called to my son's school and he's doing things I wasn't aware.
That he's even doing, yeah.
I'm like, whoa, okay. Now, the question was, at what point working hard gets to be transferred to the ones who got next?
Mm. Mm.
And it was the pain of discipline said, we're going to take a back seat.
Okay.
And just reroute our energy elsewhere.
Okay.
And that's how I think I nailed it in terms of timing. Because people make those choices when they are in their sunset. I made the choice in my prime. You know, I didn't pivot because I was not
on demand. Because you had to now, yeah.
No. I made a pivot because it was equally tempting not to. And that's where the lack of having a mentorship or wisdom kicks in. It's important to understand that timing is everything. Mm. You can be the number one DJ, you can be the number one athlete, but there's something about that shot that you take at that time doesn't make sense.
Sure.
But you are sowing not in the now, you're sowing in what could result in perpetual blessings.
Mm.
Oh, perpetual. I gotta hold you on that one.
Yes. Real talk. And that's what, for me, when I looked at how the world works, let's be honest. You travel a lot, I travel a lot. There's one thing that I cannot stand when you fill those immigration documents and the limitations you have as a visitor. Mm. You can't land and do business.
Oh yeah. Mm.
And a lot of Africans, they go to first worlds to shop, take pictures with the beautiful buildings, pop bottles, and escape. It's escapism.
Mm.
But we do it so that we have the right conversation with people back home to affirm our affluency.
Mm. And they go for the good time.
That's
and then
not for me.
They come back and report. Shush,
yo.
I'm sorry. It dawned on me that I have to move different. I need to be able to get into a position in my life where I travel and I now harness the network, as Wara said earlier and you said earlier, some of the relationships that I built, studying on Metro, all these global iconic friends. Sure. At what point does it move from I am your friend because I can interview you, I'm your friend because I want to take a picture with you? It didn't make sense to be taking so many pictures around Mayweather or around anybody that I know personally. But we don't have an economic reciprocity.
It's strange, yeah. Mm.
I booked too many artists for me to still be doing the same thing right now.
Gotcha.
Mm. I did the biggest shows ever. Bro, I was the first to do a John Legend concert in South Africa.
Yes.
Mm. I can talk about many firsts if I have nothing to show right now.
Mm-hmm. As a result of those firsts.
You understand what I'm saying? And I don't want to be that guy who always, when he opens his mouth, is about his former glories.
Sure.
Mm.
But there's a point where you gotta take that pain of discipline and say, let me pivot. And pivoting can be a 7-year
it's very
pivot.
Hard. Very hard.
It's not an overnight
process.
It's not
process. Easy, yeah. It's also hard to let go of what you've got and decide to pivot. Because as you said, you're in your prime, things are going well.
Yeah.
Then you're just like, you know, I'm going to go this way.
No.
And people will say, are you crazy?
Right?
Yeah, but you're in the club every week.
Yeah.
You pop in bottles.
So I used to hear this phrase, out of sight, out of mind. Right. That's a lie.
Mm.
That's a lie. There are very powerful people who are not on social media.
Yeah, hey, boss.
Yeah.
That's true.
You understand what I'm saying? I feel like the need to be relevant should not come at a demise of overextending your brand.
Sure.
Because that's what most people do.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And I'm just thinking, if you are potent in your gift, if your gift is potent enough,
you'll find a way.
You'll find a way, bro. It'll germinate in areas where nothing grows. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Sure, you're pouring into me, man. I think everything that you're saying now is literally, I'm in a transitional phase where it's just like, I used to do the 60 gigs in one month or whatever. Pause. Now I'm just like, I pick my shows, I value my time. I'm pouring into a cup, which doesn't make sense to me right now, but I know that it's for something else. So, and I think I've had these conversations with Waris on.
He has like, changed. I'm very proud of him.
but let's be clear about something.
Yeah. Mm.
He hasn't changed because he was number two or number three in what he does. PH, first of all, when he came into the DJ space, he made a lot of us look like Mickey Mouse.
My man.
This guy was doing extra robotic stuff.
My man. This guy was, he was looping hip-hop like, on the CDJ.
That's what I'm saying. He was doing,
like, who is
he
this
was
guy?
Doing things that AI does. Like, and you're like, okay.
He was AI.
Then you're going to move from PH to AI.
Yeah.
But people don't understand that it's a mercy moving from Barcelona when there are contracts flying his way. Sure. There's all kinds of money. But he buys in the bigger picture of possibly owning an Inter Miami.
Got you.
You know what I mean?
You. Yeah.
But he has to go through PSG. And PSG was his drought. Mm. If you ever look, you can't pivot in any industry and things remain the same.
Yeah.
The pain of discipline means you got to go through a drought sometimes.
Sure.
Where soft arms aren't there.
Mm.
Where that monthly guaranteed. I went through that pivot for 6 years.
Mm.
You know what it is? To leave a paycheck in 2016 that I left, and you pivot and you go on your own and you go in there, but that pivot, you investing. I've never seen any powerful structure in the world that doesn't that stands, and we all admire it, but nobody ever wants to give thought to the depth of the foundation.
Mm.
The tallest building in Africa, the Leonardo. There was a point, it was site for
right
years.
Right chain
sentence. For years. It was just this big site.
Mm.
We're like, what are they building here?
Yes, it was had that those covers around
forever.
It.
Mm. It was covered for years. But when they build it up, it was quicker than the foundation.
There we go.
You understand what I'm saying?
The foundation took the longest.
I think that's the transition. That's the pain of discipline. But people don't want to go through that pain of discipline. And I think I had to go through it so I can look at a better me and appreciate that pain.
Mm.
Sure. Appreciate the fact that, okay, I didn't just invest in me. Bro, understand, my children's 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 children forever. I got boys, right?
Mm.
The fact that they hold blue passports, they are first world for life.
Ish.
And their
what
children.
What can be what's anyway, man?
Blue passport.
Blue passport, dog, is
gateway
the last number.
It's the one where they have less conversations with you at immigration.
Nobody's like asking.
Is that
fast track?
Is that the diplomat's
way? It's not the fastest car that win the Grand Prix.
It's the
fastest pit stop.
So you want to get to immigration and say, yo, it's me.
You understand what I'm saying? So a lot of us in life, we end up, the cadence of success gets reduced to a point of a snail. You end up moving at a motion of the weakest link in your universe because of the pit stop.
Sure.
A lot of our office work, the friends we have, the families we are born to are our pit stop.
Sure.
Each member in the pit stop must be verified. Are you qualified enough to let this powerful bullet train, when it gets into a place where I need to replenish, I need to be revived, I need strength again. Who do I have in my corner to ensure my corner doesn't become my beating place? Because I need to get stitched in the corner. Don't beat me at the corner.
Yeah.
Stitch me up.
And
the best drivers in the world have invested in the technical team that has the most efficient pit stop. McLaren is mastering it right now.
Sure.
They're killing it.
I think I introduced you incorrectly at the beginning. This is pastor touch.
Yeah.
This ain't no touch. This is wise touch in the building.
No. This is done lost a lot of money touch.
Yeah.
This is done seen it all. This is I've been used. Bro, yeah. I generally feel no in my experience, I allowed the industry to walk on me than anybody else. I did.
What do you mean, touch? Like when, like now or in touch?
In my former days,
yeah,
and in my mid-age of being accepted with different kinds of genre DJs, like I you gotta understand, I never had an allegiance. I'm that kid everybody, when he started off, didn't have a YFM Academy behind him.
So
a lot of main DJs, when I started radio, all of them came from particular radio stations.
So
there'll always be that lifetime allegiance they had. And I came out of nowhere. I was the first guy to go from nowhere to national radio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that was Metro Weekends. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
That was Metro Weekends.
But that was royalty. Like, came out of nowhere and it's just like, yo, I'm
yeah. 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 I didn't play for Chiefs, Pirates, Sundowns, but I went straight to Bafana Bafana.
100%.
Yeah. Which is a prerequisite. You got to make local teams.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you get to Bafana Bafana and you kill it.
Short.
You understand what I'm saying? But in that process, you have to be friends. You have to make associations. You have to be available. And I was very much aware, people can't stand you if they can't use you.
So say that again.
I was instrumental for a lot of artist evolution on radio and TV.
Sure.
Because remember, I'll do
radio. You are live as well. Like,
yeah. I'll do the biggest radio show and do the biggest TV show at the same time. And so
what a time.
Industry relationships are formed because of how well they can use you.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's beautiful. Once you get to that knowledge, you are like, okay, that's cool. This is how it works. I am of value to you because of what you can take from me. Let's go. And that's what I mean about being walked on. I always have to endure the fact that you will be labeled things that people, when they project, it's who they want to be.
Yeah.
It's where they want to go.
You know, the tough thing about being like the first, or I look at it like as the first child in a family, you know, you do the things that so that everyone else can benefit.
Yeah.
Where I look at what you've done, and you open up the doors for plenty. Where you created an institution. You know, you created an institution. I look at like the hip hop show on the Saturdays before that stuff didn't exist.
Yeah,
and you created a platform for many artists who are now legendary or passed on, and you know, they exist. It's Life of Television, where we have Hamas in the building.
Right.
Hamas, bro.
Hamas is in the building, you know, because of those platforms that you created. So
100%.
I know, obviously, you know, it's tough when you look at something like, yo, they walked over me. But I look at it and someone who's benefited from the work that you've done to say, yo, thank you.
Because
able to have a weekend show, you know, because of efforts like that. Yeah.
And that's true. But with all that, so nobody misconstrued what I'm saying.
I
do not expect anything from nobody.
I have
never walked around with a sense of entitlement.
Yeah.
Everything that is around me and it has my name and title deed to it, I created it.
Nice.
And not only did I create it, in the creation of it, we have a fleet of people who have benefited.
100%.
Yeah. I done employed a lot of people in this industry.
Sure.
I done given people the opportunity to come on the runway and take off.
Sure.
And I think that's what makes a lot of people stay long in this game.
Yeah.
Is the amount of seeds you've sowed.
Got you.
Rather than how many you've harvested. You know, you got people who all they do or all they care about is, where am I taking from next?
What do I get out of it?
But the eye of a visionary is, where am I sowing next?
Yeah.
What's the next opportunity out there?
Yeah.
And that's the fun of looking at your life over 22 years, because it's literally been 22 years now in radio.
Sure.
And saying, man, we didn't just build a touch brand.
Dude, did you start when you were like 18 or something?
I know, right? I know.
Crazy numbers.
But Touch is still young, guys.
Yeah. Crazy super numbers. Young. Yes. I mean, you know, born 81.
Yeah.
But there's something significant about starting early, in life, because there's room for redemption when you make mistakes early.
Sure. Yeah. You still got time.
Yeah.
Mm. How were some of the things that you suggested or came up with? How were they received? You know, like I think about things like, I remember when I saw the Four Pipe Convoy.
Right.
Sure. I was like, this guy's crazy.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
On the day of Four Pipe Convoy, what it was like 100 cars more.
Crazy, bro.
Crazy numbers, you
crazy.
Know?
Crazy.
Those where it's like he was always thinking out of the box. Like, cool, everybody knows we're going to the Durban July. Right. It's like a known thing. Everybody goes to the Durban July. This man is like, we're doing a four-pipe convoy. Yeah. You know, and then when you hear how, you know, Touch is like the ultimate hype man. When he speaks about it, you're like, yes, says, so this thing's going
to
bang.
He also asked to an Eskimo.
But he's going to take that, he's going to take that idea to whoever the strategic partners are, right?
Yeah. Right.
And cats are like, four-pipe convoy.
Oh, man, Audi jumped on that. Audi came on board, and it was the right thought for the time, because Durban is a drivable destination. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
But over there, why have all these expensive cars? If think about it. If you own a Lamborghini in Joburg, where do you get to drive it?
Yeah. True.
There's no way.
Yeah.
There's unless, no 100-kilometer stretch.
No.
Without traffic.
Yes. Unless you go late at night, concrete highway.
Yeah, yeah.
But you can't just hit it here
express
on the N1.
The way you want
no
to.
Ways, bro.
Nah. And that's what we're selling at that time.
Mm. Sure.
Until you had, you know, people who, I love it when people put themselves in their position and say, I can do better than him.
Mm.
And it was a successful run. We had 4 or 5 years of the Touch Convoy.
Mm. And since then, how many people have tried to copy? It's just calling it different things. No. You know what I mean?
And that's the power of doing opulent experiences. You got to know when to get off.
Sure.
Because the envy of man always plants the idea that I can do it better than him. But you don't understand, the vision was not given to you.
New to betting? Easybet.co.za make it simple, fun and exciting even if it's your first time. Sign up now and score 50 Rand sign up bonus with no deposit needed. Just use the promo code SHADYPH and it's yours instantly. Looking for more? Your first deposit gets you a 150% bonus up to 1,500 Rand. That's more to play with and bigger chances to win. But wait, there's more. EasyBet will match your first bet up to 500 Rand, so you're getting extra play without extra spend. Even if luck's not on your side, they give back 15% of your losing bets every week. Now that's backing real players. And the best part, there's even more waiting when you join. So head on over to easybet.co.za now and check it out for yourself. T's and C's apply. EasyBet Group Pty Limited is licensed and regulated by the Western Cape Gambling and Racing Board. No persons under 18 may gamble, and winners know when to stop. Yes.
It was my vision. Not yours, bro. You know? So other people try to copy, they end up getting arrested and stuff. I don't want to talk about that.
No.
Yeah, no, I was going to say that, but you said it first.
Yeah.
Others copy it, they just have their own convoy driving around aimlessly in dust.
Yeah.
I want us to, we're going to, you know, jump to current and then obviously try to go back as well, just to get a current picture. Your life is now based in like two countries or multiple countries, right? We know you as a man.
You got the blue passport.
We know you as a man who can... who will do a broadcast in New York and a penthouse somewhere. You're traveling, like you're a citizen of the world. That's what I was actually trying to get to.
Thank you.
But now obviously you found, I think, some stability in between the two countries.
Yeah.
As a family man, but also, you know, as business. What does your life currently look like now, and how are you balancing, you know, between finding a Hamas to do your show?
And it's not a drivable distance.
Yeah.
No.
Like Australia is not right here.
Think about it, right? All of us are going to check out.
Yeah.
Mm.
If not, we have buried guys younger than us. We have, bro. All of us are going to check out at some point. And I'm always of the belief that I'm too gifted to be confined to a specific continent. There are certain things waiting for me in places I haven't been at that are going to bring the best out of me. Or I have value to add in places where I
they don't even know you yet. Yeah.
You know?
Got you.
So I used to walk a lot when I lived in New York. A lot. When I talk about walk, I'll walk from Bowery Road, which is Lower Manhattan, all the way up to Upper East Side. That's a good two-hour walk.
That's a healthy distance, yeah.
And every time I see these buildings, I'll see Nathan's and Sons. I'll see
such and such and
Jacob and Cole.
Yeah. Jacob and Cole. Mm. But you check these names, these are Irish.
Trump Tower.
These are Irish descents.
Mm. Sure.
Some of them are French descents.
Mm.
And you ask yourself, what went in the mind of this French guy who you Google and realize he grew up in a farm?
Sure.
And end up building an empire in America. What? There's something about that thought, ridiculous as it hits you at that time,
yeah.
The resources are not there to even bring it to fruition.
Yeah.
But you conceive the thought.
Yeah.
How many thoughts you conceived that were assigned your greatness, but you aborted them because you're looking at life at the lens current of Soweto and Khayelitsha. Your lens is distorted by the day-to-day economic challenges you are faced with. So you, if I said right now, Waras, would you have a building George Sank opposite the LVMH headquarters with your name on it? You're like, Taj, what are you talking about?
It's too far. Yeah.
What do you mean? Not even distance. Mm. It's unfathomable.
Yeah. Mm.
I don't think like that. Go to Ellis Lane, bro. Let's walk on Ellis Lane right now. Mm. Grand Thornton. Let's look at those buildings. Where in this continent of Africa, in the richest square mile, do we have any building with black? And I'm not talking, I'm talking a tower.
Mm, like the Michelangelo, the Leonardo, Da Vinci, Raphael.
How does that make sense?
Yeah. Atrium on Fifth.
How does it make sense? You got black billionaires that says, yeah, meet me at the Leonardo building. Why is it not named after you?
Mm.
I'm just trying to tap into the psychology of a progressive black person who does not see the world or see limitations in whatever they pursue. I mean, we talk about the Dangotes of this world, right?
Mm.
I would love to land in London because he's got a British passport and go to Hyde Park, London, or Piccadilly Circus or at Westminster.
Sure.
And be like, yo, that's the Dangote Tower.
Yeah, that's where we at.
I will feel good getting in that building.
100%.
Okay, let's come home. We're not here for the next 100 years.
Sure.
Okay, forget it. We're not even here for the next 50 years. How do we shape our thoughts to understand that borrowed time means I have no room for anything that is less the powerful me? I can't nurture a conversation that does not build me.
Mm.
I can't engage. If I'm going to give this argument on social media, my next 80 minutes, will it yield the ultimate end goal that I'm pursuing? So sometimes our distractions is our biggest hindrance to success.
100%.
You know what I mean?
100%.
I'm at a point where even my distraction adds to my biggest You can't put me in a position where I fail. I'm at a point where I've done enough mistakes.
Yeah.
Mm.
I've been in some trivial
situations
where, bro, I can start a meeting and tell you how it's gonna end. Like I've gained so much discernment in my life. I know when I walk in a boardroom that this is a write-off expenditure.
Mm. Oh, for these okay.
Yeah, let's write this off. Nothing is coming out of this meeting.
Got you. Mm.
Write it off. No, for
write
real.
Off expenditure.
Yeah. Mm. No, this is one of those miscellaneous expenditure.
Mm.
Write it off. Because at some point you develop muscle memory.
Yeah.
In golf. You've played golf.
I've played. I can drive. I can't play.
Yeah.
Frustrates me.
In golf, there are shots that you play, you hit 50 times.
Sure.
Mm.
Same iron, same distance, same ball, same position.
Sure.
But no shot is equivalent.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah.
No shot is the same.
Yeah.
It's the same thing with how I wire my brain cells, how I'm wiring my mind. I know I want to pursue this. I want to make this money. I want to make this. I want to achieve this. But everything is idiosyncratic. It's not a copy and paste. I can't borrow from my previous muscle memory to approach this new deal. Mm. It requires its new energy. It requires its different discipline. It requires a whole lot. And that's why I move the way I move. The move to Australia had nothing to do with I don't want to be in SA. Mm. I think there are big opportunities for us Africans to land in Sydney and have our names next to the Sydney Opera House. Mm. We got to put our energies in unfathomable properties and projects. And
sure.
I'm not missing out on that. We got the Rugby World Cup is going to Sydney in 2027. And after that, it's the Olympics, same in Australia.
Oh, crazy.
Brisbane, 2 hours apart. So if you are in the field of the arts, all these events require entertainment.
Yes.
They require a lot of pre-planning. There's so much we can participate in.
Mm.
I can't see myself saying, yo, I want to DJ at the Rugby World Cup. No. Mm.
My
company must be appointed to do the opening ceremony.
Gotcha. Mm. I'm with
you. That's the thinking, yeah. Mm. Yeah.
I'm just, no, yeah. That's even a fraction of the thinking. Sure. It's got to be bigger than that.
Yeah.
So the world is too big, bro, to be defined by the historical African poverty.
Sure.
I don't associate with that.
Okay.
But you got to take the action.
Sure.
Because if you don't act on it, how can God trust me with the next blessing if all I do is pray and sit here where I'm at and hope after prayer it's going to happen?
That something's going to happen.
Nah, bro. Mm. Prayer is how I massage this current blessing, how I look after it. I can be trusted with the next million because I know how to look over this one.
Mm.
You know, I can be trusted with the next car because I'm looking after this beautiful Toyota Camry.
Sure.
I'm washing it. I'm putting, you know, it's clean. You come inside, it smells good. But I can't be trusted with a Rolls Royce if my Camry looks like a salon and it's a dumping site.
They're very true. Very
like
true.
A salon.
Yeah.
No, it's very true.
Have you ever gotten somebody's car? You know,
it smells like a salon.
Does she live in this car? Does he live here?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's very true.
How can you be trusted with the next thing? If
big blessing.
You're trusted with the range.
No, bro. Nah. You are in that 4-room house.
Yeah.
Right? But when I walk in there, I feel like I'm in a palace because it is so clean.
Meticulous, yeah.
It's meticulous. Mm. You know, you don't find the fork in a drawers where the shirt. No, it's really how you nurture the current. And I think I have nurtured enough of what's around me to qualify me to be a global citizen.
Sure.
Dope. But you still, you're here 3 weeks, you're in Oz 1 week.
Yeah.
Or like you're trying to balance it. Yeah.
Every fourth to fifth week, I have to be out there.
Long ass flight, bro.
It is.
A 12-hour flight, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The pain of discipline, eh, Touch?
I just want to park and say something. Like, I want to whip out, there's notes from church the past 3 weeks.
Mm.
It's literally, you're echoing everything that has been said in church when it comes to change and, you know, the next. And I'm just sitting here like, damn, nigga. Like, sorry to say nigga.
I know, go ahead.
I was like, God damn. No, this is it. Yeah. It's just another,
another affirmation.
Yeah, well, affirmation, but, you know, hearing a testimony.
Mm.
You know.
Testimony,
yeah,
that's it.
Yeah.
Because, guys, at the end of the day, whereas you go to bed at night, there are things you ask yourself, and if you don't have an answer for it, you're going to take a glass of something because you're putting that thought in suspense.
Mm.
Or you're going to smoke something.
Yeah.
You put in that thought in suspense. There are a lot of people who have put their greater self in suspense by taking or having an addiction, right? And
a vice.
Exactly.
Of some sort, yeah.
But I can't look at myself. What if all of us, our foreheads could display where we could be in life if we believed enough in ourselves?
Mm.
What if there was that thermometer score count that says you're operating at 15% of your greatness.
Mm.
You're operating at 20% of your great. And you bump into me and I'll shake your hand. I look at you. I'm like, wow, you're operating at 75%. Yeah. And you look at me, I'm operating at 5%.
Mm. I'm not going to want to work with you. I'm going to be like, this guy.
There's nothing I can learn from you because you're not committed to yourself. And then you got people who walk around who will badmouth you, PH, for not honoring your word on a deal or on a relationship. You ask a honey that you were with your ex, what happened to you in PH? Don't tell me about that devil. Because that anger that came from you not being impeccable with your commitment to her, I always say, if you can be that angry about somebody walking out on you or somebody letting you down based on the word they promised you and they didn't live up to it, you should hate yourself for not living up to that commitment yourself. Mm-hmm. We don't commit to ourselves the way we expect people to. We don't commit to our ideas. We don't commit. I told myself this morning when I woke up at 9 o'clock, I was going to do something. I didn't do it. Yeah. Well, I had to honor the greats. I'm here on this podcast.
Thank you, sir.
I did. But I don't hit 10 out of 10 in honoring my own commitment.
Mm.
I can't be mad at you, bro, for not honoring your commitment to me.
Mm.
I should be more mad at myself if I knew that I'm operating at that 15% or I'm at 20% of my greatness. If I say by the end of the week, did I hit at least 7 out of 10 of the things I wanted to do this week?
Mm.
And I found myself hitting 3. Bro.
Gotta go back to the drawing board.
I won't forget that day I was sitting having dinner with Nandi. And we were just discussing certain things. And I'm like, yo, let's get out of here. That's how we made the move. Like, yo, let's get out of here. You got to understand, 2013, I was living in L.A.
Yeah.
Apartment, everything.
And what were you doing that side, Tash? Asking business?
I'm always connected to the world. The same thing I'm doing in S.A.
We're doing that
side. Doing it over there.
Sure.
You know, so these are moves you have to make and say, can I be the great Waras if my life exists between Cape Town and Joburg?
Sure.
Mm.
But can you be trusted in being the best in Joburg before you dream of living in Paris?
Yeah. And were you thinking at the time that LA is the place to be? You know what I mean? Because it's like now you speak so fondly of Australia, right?
Yeah.
Why not America? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You lived in LA. You were out there.
Yeah.
Life was soft. Why was that then not the chosen destination? Is it because that it's a different place now? Or is it because you just saw that there's more to the world? Perhaps the shit that we don't even know. I might think Joburg is the ultimate because I'm from Freyheit.
And let me tell you something. East London can be the ultimate.
That's it.
Okay. Yeah.
Or Cape Town can be the ultimate because you're from Eastern
Cape. Kronstadt can be the ultimate. If that's where your thinking is, don't aspire or don't envy me when I make Sydney look like Sandton.
Yes.
Don't have anything negative to say because you chose that.
Sure.
Your lens, you saw something and you made it your ultimate. I see your destination as my transition.
Yeah.
I'm there for transit. But that's your destiny, awesome. Look, LA at that time, it's not what it is today.
Short.
People don't tell you this. The homelessness in Los Angeles.
It's crazy.
Crazy.
Bro, you can drive a strip.
On the freeway, especially on the freeway.
And just see homeless people.
I'm on drugs. You. That Skid Row type.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of that stuff online. I've never seen it up close.
And all of this is not... I hate it when people say, people have become lazy. People don't want to work. My brother, let me tell you, the world is not what it used to be.
Yeah.
The degree of greed has
worsened,
thank you, to heights that are just unbelievable.
Mm.
And what we see in the world today and the level of poverty all over has to do with the few that have just become heartless in terms of greed.
Yeah.
You know, there used to be a point where you appreciate the need to balance opportunities in society.
For the world, yeah.
People are holding on, and look how AI is taking jobs
from real people.
From real people. I went into a factory the other day, and everything is automated. I'm not saying technology is a bad thing, but
it comes at a cost.
A lot today, businesses are successful based on their cost-conserving exercises.
Mm.
How much can we save?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's
so that the company makes more.
100%.
How much can we cut?
How much can we cut?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's unfortunate because you have, not everybody's going to be an entrepreneur.
Yeah. Mm.
And I don't understand when you hear a lot of politicians speak, especially in the Department of Business, Small Business and Enterprise, and say, we got to create more entrepreneurs. It's not, it's some people aren't
built
able to regulate themselves.
Mm.
That's why you got supervisors.
Yeah.
It's fair.
In a workplace.
Fair.
And subordinates. Yeah.
Yeah. Right, because we can't leave you in the room by yourself.
Yeah.
We can't trust this one. There has to be mechanics to be in place to check on him.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. 100%. There are people who age caught up, but maturity didn't.
Yeah.
That's so crazy. We got to put three people to oversee this guy.
Sure.
Yeah. It might be a Hamas in here.
You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you. And that's, yeah, man.
Yeah.
Greed is a problem.
I think what I'm appreciating about you is that, and it's something that, you know, we spoke about churches, you know, how people hold on to the past.
Yeah.
And they're stuck in that phase, and certain things that you need in your next phase of life you can't take with, you know.
Yeah.
And I was going to ask you a question about, like, you know, the gospel shows and all these things that you've done. But I think what I'm picking up from you is that the word failure and the concept of failure doesn't exist, whether things go right or wrong, right? It's a lesson. Or it's empowering you for the next phase in your life or the next thing that you're doing. How do you, I mean, yeah, at some point I was like, oh, okay, Touch is going to gospel concerts. Oh, that's crazy, you know? Mm. But I forgot what I was going to ask, but it's just for me.
I think I can help you with that.
Yeah.
I'm not afraid to crash. I generally feel I did not live up to my number one passion, which is driving.
Okay.
Mm. Let me tell you something, bro. I don't want to sound like a loser. Say, if I could, I should have. I pray one of my sons take the gift of going into F1 or whatever, or F2. But I am obsessed with jumping on crazy ideas and put my all just to see how bad it's going to crash.
Because
if it does not, Elon Musk has nothing on me.
There we go.
Got you.
I'm telling you. I'm not the kind of guy who's going to move from being a millionaire and having 100 million, maybe 400 million. Bro, I'm going to move. I'm a 0 to 100.
Got you.
When I cash in, I ridiculously do. When I lose, I ridiculously. I don't understand the concept of playing safe because none of us are.
Yeah. Mm.
And we've got a ticking time bomb.
Risk take.
None of us are.
There's a clock behind us that is just ticking. Yeah.
So, if I'm gonna crash, and God forbid, you guys use this clip one day, I die in a car accident. They say, "Oh, he said it on the show." No. I want to encourage everybody to be. If you believe in yourself enough, you have to take that crazy idea and go 300 kilometers per hour on it. Because domestication of how you do business, right? They take us to business schools and introduce us to all these amazing policies and rules and laws. I feel like at some point when I was reading and I'm starting in my business course, I was being acclimatized to fear.
Mm.
If you look at, when I have a conversation with my accountant, I look at him and I'm listening to someone who's too careful.
Because that's his job.
That's his job.
That's what he's doing.
And I appreciate that. But I feel like at a certain point in life, it's the most uncensored or the most fearless that really are saving the planet.
Mm.
We gotta be so bold. And it's not about trusting ourselves. You see, the fact that we are the extension of God's creation, we are constantly creating. Even if I am no longer applying for a job, or I'm no longer working, or I choose poverty, you are creating. In that state of poverty, you are creating. Yeah. If you choose success, you are creating. You are a constant being that is always creating. By your mental disposition, your conversation, you are creating. I can sit on this chair 5 days and do nothing and don't leave this chair. Shut the blinds, live in darkness, and sit and say, I'm depressed. You are creating.
Mm.
Because everything in life compounds to something. Now, my crazy, you said in the beginning, your energy has never changed or this. I've got to where I am in my life because the variables, all of these variables, when I add them up, and I audit what kind of thoughts I've conceived and executed. I'm nothing but a subtotal of fearless actions, uncalculated risks, a bundle of, I'm always in creation. I'm constantly creating. And my failures have landed me in a space where even most people, as far as their trajectory is concerned, they will never touch where I'm at.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I don't fail at D or C or B level. I fail at A plus level.
Mm.
Yes.
You fail upwards.
You feel me? I'm living in Australia, in the most affluent part of Australia.
Nice.
Of course. So,
the lights are soft.
No, but here where I'm going. Here where I'm going. Before the move, people are advising us, you should stay here.
Mm.
It's safe. It's affordable. Yeah. But I'm like, when I wake up to go have breakfast down the road, what are the chances of me meeting somebody who's instrumental to propel me into my next bigger deal?
Yes.
What quality of conversations am I having in this district? Or what are you guys complaining about? Sure. I don't want to go to a place where there's service delivery issues.
Yeah.
I'm not here. I don't sign up to that.
I'm not there.
Yeah, I'm with you.
That's the psychology. When you have conversations with people that migrate, they'll always look. We look for safety.
Yeah.
And I'm saying, my life, all of me, I am a bundle. If I was to write a formula and give a sum of who is Thibaut Touch in the form of a sum,
sure.
I am adding all variables that are difficult to create harmony or to exist. Mm-hmm. The configuration is close to impossible.
Got you.
But because of who I inherently am, I got to understand that I'm from Sharpeville. I'm black. I am male. Everything about me
works against me
to afford me an address on Wall Street. Everything about me works against me to have the hangar with Touch Airways parked in there.
Mm.
So since we're already coming from that, we have nothing to lose.
Nothing to lose.
We have nothing to lose. Let's go all in.
Sheesh.
So we are operating in the all in.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
And I'm fine to fail at the all in.
Yeah.
Because, bro, my failure is still somebody's ultimate success.
Sure.
I have positioned it to be that way. Like, there's got to be, we are constantly creating. God can never take pride in what he created if it didn't live up to its purpose.
Mm.
And nobody in this planet or in the whole world has the right to overrule to what extent I can dream or believe in myself.
Sure.
I've sat with billionaires, Cape Town, and I'll hear them in the question they ask me, that it's coming out of the fear of how did he break out
how did he get to that table?
How did he become so fearless?
Sure.
And the only way for them to show that you've hit somebody's nerve, right? Mm-hmm. Who's well off and super, who has the stigma of a typical black South African man should think a particular way. The only way you get to hear you've hit the nerve is when they ask you questions that remind you of who you're supposed to be, mm-hmm. had you lived up to the vestiges of apartheid.
Gotcha. Mm.
Because there is a social economical engineering, even post apartheid, post 1994, still lives eminently in our circles.
Yeah.
You can see it.
Yeah.
Mm.
You know?
It's like, you're the special one. How did you?
Yeah. Mm. We still shake each other's hands and say, what, dog? You got it like that. That's crazy. Because of the whip I just popped.
Got you.
Mm.
Yeah, we shake each other's hands like, yo, you flexing hard right now. Because of how I look, what I parked outside.
Yeah.
You know, we bring car keys to the dinner table and the kitchen, but we don't bring our house keys.
Yeah. That shit's automated, B. Relax.
You understand what I'm saying?
I got you.
Can't put the house key there in the remote.
Look, I think...
I'm just saying, no, it's not literally the house key. I'm talking about what warrants the flex has to change.
Yeah. We need a Molefe Square. We need a Molefe and Sons building. We need...
Yes.
Those are the things that should be the flex.
That should be the flex.
You know, if that's what we're going to
flex. Yeah, that's legacy.
Uguti, you bought an item from LVMH. Hey,
Well, that's the thing. You see, Touch, we live in an age where, you know, that instant gratification. Because, you know, I always say to
PH. Sorry, is it possible to lower the AC?
Yeah.
Except,
I'm going to AC.
That's in my sinus.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Even me, I've got flu, bro.
Yeah.
I was saying, you, 10 years ago, whenever it was, like, we always reminisce and say, you know, the industry, the game, entertainment across the board, whether you're an actor, actress, DJ, artist, whatever. Yes. Like, if you want to be in this space, broadcaster, it was very different 10 years ago to how it is now.
Right.
Right? Now, it's like we live in shortcut city.
Right.
Everyone is trying to get the shortcut
right.
to this thing. You want to be a DJ, you wake up tomorrow, you start DJing, you show bums.
Right.
You want to be an artist, I can sing because the producer can just edit my voice. I just need a dope piano beat and then I'm gone.
100%.
Right, AI. You want to come up with a good idea, let me just feed it into ChatGPT, let that thing spit something out. Then I come and I pitch to you, you know what I'm saying, the OG, the guy who's been around 20 years. And I try to tell you that this thing is my original idea. And you're 100%. Like, ah, my man, this thing, we all have ChatGPT. Yeah. What's going on?
Yeah.
So it's like, what do you think has caused that shortcut thing? And obviously, like, you know, where do you see the game going?
It's very simple, guys. We don't need to further investigate it too far and try to intellectualize how time have evolved. I want you to understand something that people don't talk about. When you read the book of Revelations, it's all written. The era in which we lived in, we're living in an era of the mark of the beast. You said you want to wake up and be a DJ, show your ass and titties, right? That's the mark of the beast. There is an economic, there's an agenda in this era that is funding a specific narrative that is demolishing our value principles, our value systems, that is demolishing family structures. There are people who are successful today because they are sitting on the devil's lap and they are meeting the devil's KPIs. You got to understand, the enemy has he has objectives and score counts.
Yeah.
There are people who are here with less the gift you have that are attracting the biggest deals.
100%.
Because they fit the narrative of the devil.
And the agenda.
And I don't want to sugarcoat it. It's the narrative of the devil.
Yeah.
You need to understand that it's all written. From the book of James, leading up to Revelation. You know, the Bible is an amazing epicenter of creation. Because everything, when you study it, you then realize each and every single era, it was prophesied in the Bible. It was written in the Bible. So when it manifests, oh, you no longer panic because you realize that this is what it meant with the mark of the beast. Let me help you understand it better. Creativity and craft. It's creative people. We express our gift, not out of what we studied in school.
Sure.
KRS-One, Jada Kiss, Jay-Z, they didn't go to NYU to study hip-hop. Beyonce, Whitney Houston, Zonke, they didn't go to school. Zonke did study music, but she had a gift before that. What I'm trying to say is, in the hierarchy of giftedness, the creatives play a very important role. If there's any industry, the devil has a bigger focus and voice is the creative arts. Because you express your gift out of what God deposited in you. If I'm a dentist, I study dentistry. Astronaut, you study astrology. All of these other professions, you extract knowledge from how often or how many hours you put into that faculty. There is no any school faculty for people who express their gifts out of who they are.
The arts,
because this is God-given. Hence, you can express it all the way to the grave. Not in all industry. Some industries at a certain age, you can't practice that anymore.
Mm. It's cap, like you were saying earlier, like athletics, sports.
Ray Charles was shutting arenas with gray hair.
Mm.
So those who express themselves out of their gift, they are the most attacked in the world, bro. If you look right now, how in the world did we get to a point where music, where you can't even hear the lyrics, is called hip-hop. You can't even hear what the guys are saying. And they are winning Grammys.
Big time.
They are winning Grammys. Mm. It's because we're living in that mark of the beast.
Mm.
The ideal image of a beautiful female DJ has to look a certain way.
Mm.
The success of a hip-hop artist has to look a certain way. It ain't got nothing to do with the gift anymore.
Mm.
It's, are you nurturing the mark of the beast? And most people you admire, you as Waras, sitting at home and say, man, I want to be like him.
Mm.
You don't know the vow that person
made.
Subconsciously made. Some people are already capitulating to a vow that they did not even make a conscious decision to take it. You don't even know you took that vow. Because it ain't got nothing to do with that. No, sir. No, sir. So, when you understand that in the last days, there will be revelations, but God will save his anointed branch. Now, the anointed branch speaks of people who could have signed a deal, who could have taken the offer. But something drove you, and you call it principle. You call it whatever you call it. There was something that says, this does not resonate with me. And I say to the most gifted DJs who are not getting booked, and because they are labeled old school, conservative. There are people who have literally written off themselves because they don't fit
narrative.
The eligibility society requires of you. But society is no longer who it used to be. Society has handed its over to the devil.
Hey.
We are led by devil worshippers.
We're living in a dark time.
And I'm not speaking doom. I'm saying you build strength. How do you build currency to a point where you laugh when these things hit you? You just look at it and say, oh, the devil is trying me. You got to equip yourself, bro. Spiritually, you gotta build yourself and guard yourself with the truth. The word of God right now is the only way we stay sane amidst all kinds of influences. We stay sane. You know, I was looking at somebody's post before the show started, and I'm like, man, I'm so happy for my boy. And I see, you know, he's doing the most. And I was praying that at some point, we flex by being private successors than being public successors.
Mm.
Because if we can match the wonder and the achievements and the hours and efforts we put in looking good, the outlook, if we can do that, we will understand nobody's fulfilled if we fail in the institution of family.
Mm.
We got to put our energy.
Got to be good at home.
Bro, we got to, you are not winning till you win at home.
Mm.
I know what it is to be clapped. Everybody screaming for me.
Mm.
Bro, those voices weren't there when I was going through my drought.
Mm.
And I thank God my drought was not a public affair.
Yeah, it was a private affair.
It was a private affair. Yeah. And my drought was self-inflicted. Mm. I made the choice to go a certain route. There were brands I had, automobile brands, and I started expressing my faith. You know, they started leaving. You're like, wait a second, I used to MC this event every year. What happened? Oh, did I express my views about sexuality, or what happened? Did I express my views about family structures
or religion?
But there are those little small sparks we create every time we express ourselves. And those little sparks create a combustion. And when a combustion hits, you got to be guarded with the truth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to be guarded in your, deep rooted in your faith. And I don't go around marketing Jesus. Whatever your doorway to spiritual growth is, let it be. You need to nurture, build, equip yourself with that. And I'm telling you, because all of us, every creative being, including the ones we pray to, they source from one power, and that's the God Almighty.
We could go on for forever, and because of time restrictions, bro,
Man got a head to us, you know what I mean? Yeah. Got to be on two continents in one day.
Not even that. It's just like, I think for me, like, and I'm going to ask you to continue this conversation, you know, off the cameras, you know, be it personally or whatever. But I think, you know, there's a lot of people, as you were speaking, speaking to me.
Right.
There's a lot of people, and I think a lot of people out there, we get caught up in this, you know, all the claps and whatnot, but you're empty inside.
The praise.
All the praise, and you're empty inside. And it's really like, if you don't have a solid foundation, I think in the last two, three years, that's where I've zoned in. It's just like, yo, man, I need the solid foundation to carry me into the next phase, you know. And you spoke about everything that you've spoken about, the sunrise, the sunset, and it's just like, yo, man, I just want to personally thank you for you know, speaking.
Come on, bro.
And it being a testimony, and it's landing somewhere. And yeah.
And I'm very glad that you got to express it the way you did today on the show. Yeah, because, like you said, oftentimes on all the platforms that people see T-Bow touch, they're limited for time. You got 7 minutes here to do a link.
But you got three minutes here to... But you guys did but different. Like, you allowed me to talk.
That's it.
Like, a lot of people's questions, they're talking to T-Bow touch that... They made
But
they don't let you share your growth. Bro, nothing is the same. Even in your house, your grass has grown 2 inches tall from the time you left this morning. We are constantly growing.
Yeah.
You know, so you have to allow me. You guys, what you did for the first time is you allowed me to talk and share my growth. Because everybody's growing. You growing, yo, RS man, you know, you're not the same that I'm. No. People don't know this guy.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
Yeah,
but it'll
well,
be
they do now.
it'll be suicidal for me to limit Juarez to what I know of his past. And you know how I know somebody's not progressive is when they always bring up your past.
That's
how you know somebody's not progressive. 100%. You can't label me by I was growing. Even now, I'm still growing.
Sure.
Whoever thought I'd be so obsessed with the biggest gospel concert? I stage from the John Legends to the doing the Akons. I put replenishment as probably one of the best things I've ever done in my life. And we're doing it on September 27th.
I was about to say it's a September show.
September 27th, bro.
A centurion
this concert. I'm bringing a bishop who, the first time I went to his church, I couldn't even get in. Bishop Hezekiah Walker. They shut the doors. I was late. I was like, man. And I was like, man, I want to get in. And I'm excited. This year I'm bringing the iconic 3-time Grammy Award winning Hezekiah Walker is going to be joining us with amazing artists, Reverend Benjamin Dube, Koli Mwango. And you know how we're doing it, bro. I don't want people to always assume when you make a spiritual transition, you don't have the same taste buds. Still love having a good time.
Sure.
Don't get it twisted. Okay?
Yeah.
Air horns right now.
It's crazy how you say that. Like, I'm working on an EP, and exactly with what you literally what you've just said now, like, it's going to be a shock. I think the opening track is like, it's gospel like.
I love that.
You know?
So, PH, why don't you come perform at the Replenishment concert?
Let me play there. I will play a crazy gospel set.
Dog. Okay, about the podcast conversation.
Yeah.
All right, I'm booking you to come and play at the Replenishment concert.
Done deal.
No. I'm going to put out a flyer this afternoon.
Done.
Yeah,
done.
Send me the high-res images.
Done.
Bro,
done.
Please.
I'd love that.
Please, bro.
Shout out. It's even hard to ask you what's next, because that's what I wanted to do, but it's so hard to ask you what's next, but you're also, you know, limited for time. I just want to thank you for your time.
Thank you, though. Thank you.
All the best for the future. And thank you, bro. 27 September, we're out there.
Yeah.
Hamas is going to be out there. It's going to be on the back.
Hamas is coming through.
We all got sevens, bro. Yeah, all of us.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for your time.
Bro, and safe travels.
Safe travels.
I still need to stand in, bro.
Put me on. Let me go there and blow the place up. You know the story.
We'll keep it PC. I'll keep him toned down.
Come, let's go.
Let's go. We can go.
I think the internet will break. You understand that if I pull up there and I say, yo, it's me.
I've still got my SABC card.
I'll keep it clean. I promise. I won't come through with anything too hectic.
You need to sign it. You need to sign that.
Guaranteed.
Yeah.
I come there to a proper radio show, fam.
Should I speak to the program?
Radio show, fam.
Yo, we're working on something for, because we love,
yes.
We still love radio. Like, as much as we're doing podcasts, radio's still a thing for us. And make it happen, Touch.
Make it happen, Touch.
The man, the legend. Yo, if you haven't taken anything from this, you are doing yourself a disservice. Strengthen yourself internally, but also, oh, that's crazy. Strengthen yourself internally. Make sure in life that you operate, at, even if it's at 75%, but don't play yourself down. 100% is where you need to be. And
that's true, man. Yeah. Even 50%. Bro.
Yeah.
It's better than 5.
Yeah. His name is Thibaut Touch. Shady Podcast. Amazing episode. Thank you very much, Touch. We're out of here.
Thank you.
He said, if you got something to say, talk to me directly. Bro is his parents' emergency contact. Bro is tired of teaching mature things. Bro babysits his parents.
He was like, give it to me straight. Whack.
Bro tells parents to go to school. Bro files the taxes and claims his parents as dependents. Bro gives homework to his teacher. Bro threw the apple on Isaac Newton. I finally found a husband for my unborn daughter. Once Bro missed a day, that day became a holiday. Bro gave birth to his parents. Be a warrior, Dad. You're better than this.
That's hilarious.
Like, they thought they were scamming him. He said, how's
hey,
it?
Letter.
He took it like a shot.
Eh? Yeah, that's the kind of kid you want. A kid who's in the future. Eh?
Yeah, a kid who's into medicine. Because, hey, that thing is a struggle,
that kid
bro.
Is the one telling the parents, hey, don't try like that. But he puts it like that.
So, in case you didn't notice all show, I do have flu.
Yes.
So, I don't want anybody saying I'm looking high or whatever. I'm sure. A little bit high on meds.
You should listen to that kid. This is the direction
I need to be going in, but it's gay.
Yeah.
The show must go on.
Crazy things have been happening in this car.
My man. So there's a video I saw on social media. At first I thought it's like a meme. Like, you know those joke videos?
Yeah. Parody.
I'm like,
this is
a parody, yes.
Yeah.
Kanti is not a parody.
It's a real thing.
It's a real thing.
Influencers are being taken to Russia to record these videos. All at what expense exactly? Okay, before I give you more information, I'm just going to start by saying I'm giving all of them the benefit of the doubt currently, ne? I just hope they are not familiar with the information I'm about to give you, because if they are, then come on. Someone needs to be held accountable. Anyways, okay, so let's begin. So there's this Alabuga Start program that is being advertised everywhere, especially in the Global South, everywhere. So they promise stuff like 100% fully funded vocational training program, but the thing is they never tell you exactly what they're training you for in all these videos. The one thing they all have in common is that they want 18 to 22 year old young females, right? And then they always have these program benefits, and then they never tell you, what are you training for? They'll always tell you professional training. What exactly are you training for? Nobody will tell you. In all these videos, I watched all these videos. They are just so well recorded. You can see, okay, now this is an advertisement meant to deceive people in some way or another. I just didn't find it until I found that article. Okay, now let's go into the technical reason. Why exactly is Russia looking for so many, or why are they spending so much in advertisements of all these start programs? So labor shortages are repeatedly reported from war-torn Russia, right? At the same time, migrant workers from the global south, like I said, are apparently becoming more of a focus for recruiters. So according to figures from an official Russian government database, more than 111,000 African workers have arrived in Russia in 2024 alone. And by the way, this article was last year's article. So this has been going on since last year. And these are some of the countries that have been heavily, heavily targeted. Nigeria, Burkina Faso, of course, Central African Republic and Gambia. And of course, South Africa. So one of the parents in Zimbabwe, right, said that her daughter wanted to further her technical education, blah, blah. The story goes on, right? She has not received the $1,500 she was promised because they offered these $700 to $750 to $850 lies. The reports are these women are actually being exploited, right? Like they're being forced to make war drones. So someone actually called out Cyan, right? And then she blocked her, and then all of a sudden those videos disappeared, literally. That's why I'm saying I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt. They probably did not look into what exactly is going on, because this thing is being done throughout Africa. Let me just say the global south again. And what is alarming is the amount of young ladies that are applying for these things. I'm telling you, it can't be less than 10,000 applications. So these people are actually, you know, succeeding in whatever they are doing.
So yeah, shout out to that brewery. TikTok covers it quite extensively. Wow. But Cyan Bougie is one of the influencers who, yeah, in Russia, shot this video like, hey guys, this is the thing, this is the offer, this is the place. And immediately people that were commenting on that thing were saying, okay, this is giving human trafficking vibes.
Fully.
Because they're very specific about wanting 18 to 22 year old, yeah, girls. They talk about training, but they don't say exactly what kind in what field.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
And, you know, girls, ladies, you don't want to find yourself in Russia stranded. That thing that you thought you're going for is not the thing.
Yeah.
You are now, you've been trafficked, sure, basically.
That everything about that is, it's sad, but also very sick, right?
Mm.
And twisted. When I say sad and sick and twisted, by that I mean the sad part is that the guy even already said that there's 10,000 people who have, you know, no less than 10,000 people who have applied,
mm,
for this thing. We look at our economy and the desperation that people, you know.
Hey, bro, people are operating from,
yeah,
currently.
Yeah, you know, a point of desperation. So that obviously, you know, those numbers are believable in terms of the applications. And it's so sick that now we've gotten to a stage where we're using, and this is what, you know, Touch was speaking on about the mark of the beast and,
mm,
the cloth of, you know, people that are being used to influence,
yes,
you know, where it's just like now we're taking someone.
But it's almost like they're influencing for the wrong reasons.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
he,
yeah,
said, like,
yeah,
subconsciously,
yes,
they don't even realize that they're influencing people, yeah, down a wrong path.
I mean, we look at I don't want to speak on comparisons of like when a campaign used to come before and like with campaigns now, where it's just like some people take it for money grabs and some people are like, this is brand building, this, you know, adds to my narrative or whatever, or, mm, I'm trying to position myself as a this, you know. Now you're speaking and instituting things that are basically human trafficking. So what,
exactly,
I'm trying to
get, but you're trying to tell us that you are,
yeah,
a fashion,
yeah,
influencer.
What I'm trying to get to is it's like the cloth or the mark of some people today just take just about anything, not even caring,
mm,
the ramifications of
as long as there's money.
How do you not think back and say, or, you know, something's gonna happen.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
Like,
I'm encouraging people to come to Alupaka.
You know?
Sounds like a made up name, dude.
Also, yeah, so just everything about it, man, you know, and obviously since that video's gone up, I think it's been deleted on her page, but also now.
But it's also like, didn't it dawn on her, like you're saying, you know, like, this shit is straight human trafficking.
You know, sometimes I'm going to say something.
Yeah.
That maybe speak to what you've just asked. We expect us from other people. We respect ourselves from other people.
Yeah. I would have picked it up. Yes, yeah. In my world, I would have been like, fuck this. This sounds like the plot of Taken.
100%. But obviously, for other people, we don't know their thought process. So,
if any.
But so, what I'm trying to get to is.
We also don't know the size of the bag. Because you know what I'm saying? PH, someone comes in and he says, Xiawara's PH has a 50 bar.
No, but we've turned down things that didn't make sense.
Yeah, we have.
You know, I've definitely turned down things I'm like,
Not for me.
I remember there was a time where the political parties were booking guys of influence left, right, and center. I was like, I don't agree with. The bag was plenty.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Baba, just 100K.
I hear you. I hear you.
Or 200K, whatever. And I was like, nah, you know. But, anyways, don't fall for such things. You
Please
know?
Don't
and
go.
And scammers are now, hey, bro, scammers are evolving. Now they.
You might even go. You might even go on the first trip, and the first trip will be dope. Mecca, and then you'll think that, yo, this is dope. I'm earning money. I'm working.
You know what?
Second trip.
You know what I wanted to say, right? Sorry, just to add to this, is that they were laughing at all the girls when they were saying that there's opportunities in China to go and teach, right? It's, you know, China. There's money. You're teaching English.
Yes.
But obviously there's, you got to work for your money. And it's just, again, to that, speak to that thing of like desperation where, oh, this looks like a better solve.
Or this looks like a better option.
You know, as opposed to, Melon, you're China.
You're China, man.
It's span, imali.
Yeah.
And I know quite a few,
Russia.
I know quite a few, you know, I've got lady, I don't want to say friends, but, you know, ladies who've gone and
lady acquaintances,
you know, either I know them through varsity or just life in general, who are in China earning decent buck, living, you know, I guess the Asian lifestyle, but are able to travel during summer, their lives are sharp.
Yes.
Obviously, you know, you miss home and all those things, but brother.
Right, choppy job.
Yeah. You know?
And it comes from the frustration that here at home, jobs are few and far between.
100%.
You know what I'm saying? And the job that you might get here might not be the one that you want. I mean, these days, everybody wants a job where you're doing something cool, you're doing something fun, you're modeling, you're influencing. Those are all, you're a content creator. Sure. All those things are dope, but they're not easy. Fully camera and content creator. There's a guy I follow on IG. I thought his shit is so fucking cute, man. He works at a petrol station.
The engine guy, right? Yeah.
And then he does his little daily vlog, you know?
Yeah, I love it.
And I also, I commented there and I was like, man, happy birthday, dog. You know, like he had his birthday video up. I don't know, they went to Spur or whatever. Like, I just thought it was so cool where it's like, that's an example of a guy who just woke up and said, hey, I'll sing Vuli Kamera and he'll be a content creator. He's got brand deals. He's popping. But he's not doing anything nefarious. That's good, clean influencing. There's the other, that Kosa Han that's at UCT and she documents her life as a student. How I've got to get to campus from Mkukui Nekayalija type of thing. I didn't get space in race. And it's how many taxis she takes, how long she leaves home at 5 a.m. for like a lecture that's at like 8. She's got to stay out the whole day because some of her lectures are in the morning, some are in the afternoon. So that period in midday-ish, she can't go back home or back to race, you know? She's got to find somewhere to chill. And like when you watch that, that's interesting content.
Yeah.
Again, it's like, I'd rather do this than take a bag to perhaps do something I'm not comfortable with. You understand? Devil's bag. I'm living by waterfront now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Just to comment on the traffic in Cape Town. I was taking a 6 a.m. flight. I had a business meeting the day before, but I flew out the next day.
Yes.
And the traffic coming just after the airport. You know, it's already back to back, bumper to bumper, quarter to 6 a.m.
Yeah.
So, and I was so shocked. And I'm just like, imagine you're coming from Khayelitsha, which is
Bro.
Further
And you've got to sit in that shit all the way.
And,
and you're in the taxi and the taxi's full.
In the morning.
And the heater is on.
Yes. I imagine in winter, like, you know how shit
bro.
The weather in Cape Town is. And you want to be sitting, bro, people go through a lot in this country. You
know? PH, thank God that you're privileged, man.
Yeah, I don't know. I appreciate every, yeah. I am, yo, it's hella privileged.
Man. Yeah, I know.
I appreciate the opportunity of tomorrow.
Hey, guys, yo, we're nice. And we don't have to go to Russia.
Yeah, and we don't have to go to Russia. Sidlama Russian.
Sidlama Russian.
Sidlama Russian. Wow, if you're Russia, I'm a Russian in the corner. What else is happening in this world, or is that it?
That's it.
Is that it, huh? Yeah. Yeah, let's wrap it up. Touch.
Shout out to Touch.
Yeah, man. Wow. That was golden.
He literally left here. He's off to another continent. Yeah, like, that was no joke. He's catching a flight to Oz, man.
It's still Monday.
Yeah, when he lands.
No, are they ahead of us or behind us?
They're ahead of us.
Oh, like, yeah. So you'll get there.
13 hours or something?
That's 12. I think 12. 12
ahead of us.
Yeah.
So,
crazy.
That's hella crazy.
Yeah, that's the life, man. I love his state of mind. I love everything about him. And if you are operating, I think the closing words today, if you are operating at 15%, you know, move to 30, move to 50, something. Do something for yourself and for your life and for your family. But yeah, we are the Shady Podcast. Thank you very much. Like, subscribe, tune in, share, comment, repost.
Why, sure.
Yonke leyonto on YouTube, and Apple Podcasts. Gupi, kai kai. Play it when you're having a braai there, just play the episode there.
In the background.
Yeah. And shout out to everyone who shows us some love offline.
Yes.
About the show, yeah. But otherwise, take it easy, and if it's easy,
take it all.
No, how's about you take yourself home, take it easy.
Yeah, no.
And take some pills.
Hey, bro, I might be doing a show on Metro FM later.
Yeah, let's see. Yo, we're out of here. The Shady Podcast. Are we?
Well, I'm not in season.